Nolte, Trump's golden era continues, far-left ABC News fires Terry Moran. By John Nolte on June 11, 2025. Far-left ABC News fired Terry Moran after the 28-year employee had a public meltdown on X caused by a career fatal case of Trump derangement syndrome, TDS. Learn to podcast, bitch. Last week, ABC's 65-year-old senior correspondent lost control of himself and published an unhinged and utterly bizarre rant against President Trump and White House advisor Stephen Miller, as Breitbart News reported. There was no reporting from Moran. It was all impotent frustration and ad hominem. The kind of thing that usually begins with Dear Diary. Sadly for Terry, TDS can strike anywhere and at any time. Apparently, without his diary and pen with the fuzzy thing on top nearby, Terry wrote this on X. The thing about Stephen Miller is not that he is the brains behind Trumpism. Yes, he is one of the people who conceptualizes the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translates them into policy. But that's not what's interesting about Miller. It's not brains. It's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Trump is a world-class hater. But his hatred only a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. That's his spiritual nourishment. He later deleted the post, but it was too late. Team Trump demanded accountability. ABC News, which has already paid out $15 million to Trump for defamation, quickly suspended the moron Moran. ABC News stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone subjective personal attacks on others. The post does not reflect the views of ABC News and violated our standards. As a result, Terry Moran has been suspended pending further evaluation. ABC News stands for objectivity, y'all. Meet objective Terry Moran, and yes, he uses the word Führer. 2 days later, Moran was fired, didn't have his contract renewed, which was coincidentally up at this particular time. Based on his recent post, which was a clear violation of ABC News policies, we have made the decision not to renew, ABC News wrote in a statement. What's especially lovely about this firing is that it comes just 2 weeks after Trump humiliated Moran in an interview. And so, less than 6 months into his second term, Trump's epic schlonging of the worst people in the world, the corporate media, adds notch number 22. Terry Moran, self-immolated out of ABC due to TDS meltdown. Ruth Marcus, Washington Post columnist resigns. 538, Disney/ABC's wildly biased polling site shutters. Paul Krugman, always wrong New York Times columnist forced out. Jim Acosta, CNN anchor forced out. Nora O'Donnell, failed CBS anchor out. Chuck Todd, NBC's former Meet the Press host DEI'd out. Andrea Mitchell, NBC Herod and Ages out of job. Chris Wallace, son of someone out at CNN. Jennifer Rubin, lunatic columnist quits Washington Post in a snit. Joy Reid, racist MSNBC anchor too racist for MSNBC. Fired. Neil Cavuto, Fox News anchor scurries away. Alex Faulkner, demoted at MSNBC. Iman Mahyildin, lost MSNBC show. Olivia Nuzzi, out at New York Mag for allegedly stalking RFK Jr. Katie Fung, lost MSNBC show. Jonathan Capehart, lost MSNBC show. Steps down from Washington Post editorial board. Lester Holt, out as NBC Nightly News anchor. One-third of New York Times editorial board, say, bye. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist quits in snit. Ryan Lizza, scurries to Substack over credible misconduct allegations. Bill Owens minus 60 Minutes chief resigns in crybaby disgrace. May they all be forever consigned to the ninth circle of podcasting known as obscurity. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.